Samayik on day 5, morning session, January 15, 2009. We have just, we are going to talk about the sticky files. Deepak Bhai is going to go into the Samayik of the sticky files. Let's talk about speech and the speech. Who have I heard through these words in this life? What are the phases of pride in speech? What are the phases of greed in speech? What are the phases of deception in speech? What are the phases of sexuality in speech? What are the phases of insistence in speech? And how are those phases when they arise? How do they hurt others? And how have I hurt others through these very subtle phases? And how have I hurt the sense of what the other person believes him to be, at his awareness, his sense of who he is through such speech? Who is the doer of the speech? And then for all these mistakes that have happened, I am sincerely regretful. Let us go into the depths of the mistakes that happen through speech. Supposing you say something, and then sometimes you can say a word and the person will stop coming to satsang. Can you imagine one sentence he can bind such a negativity towards the satsang because something is said about Dada or Dadashri that he will stop coming here. Therefore, you today also we have to see the mistake, and therefore we have to say, now I'm doing absolute pratyakyan because this speech hurt somebody. Supposing the speech that came out hurt. Then you have to investigate the underlying causes of the kashais, krodhman, maya, lobh and moha kashais, moha illusion, anger, greed, deceit, pride, insistence. Because you could recognize that the prakriti, the neem tree from every aspect is bitter, whether it is in a branch or whether it is in leaf. Supposing somebody is a mani, somebody is heavy duty, ingrained in wanting to be respected, he's going to be that way. And so, on the basis of his underlying greed, greed for pride and his mani nature, he will expect a certain speech from you. So then, if he is such a person, then he should recognize that his speech is always hurting others through his man and his need to be validated, his need to be respected. Whereas somebody else wants always, is in a controlling mode, and so he wants everybody to follow along, and people do not follow what he said, then his speech even gets worse. And from the nature of the speech and by the analysis of the speech, by hearing one's own speech again, by listening to what one has said again, one is able to really come to the bottom of the real nature of this speech and the underlying reasons why this speech is being the way it is. And then one will attack the very root causes of these things, and through pratikraman and hearty pratikraman for this, then one really begins to move away from that which has been taped. Supposing if you cannot see it at the gross level, then don't worry about it. If you cannot see the subtle aspects, don't worry about it. Just see the major incidents in your life where you have obviously hurt somebody through your open, hurtful language to others. Visualize the whole scene, whether it is in the satsang or it is in seva work, in this work of service in Dada, or whether it is in service to others, or whether it is at work generally. And it is possible that this will happen, and then when it happens, and so you can do a second samayik later on to attack the causes. So every speech is different depending on the situation, the circumstance, and the person who else was listening. Who was listening at that time? Who were you trying to impress? What is the underlying greed or hunger within? What is the underlying hunger within? What is the underlying kashai within? And supposing you've been insulted, then you're trying to get back at him. And so, why are you trying to get back at him? Because you are on the high horse of the ego, are you not? It says the speech is now the result of the mistakes that have happened as a result of a reaction to that which exists within you, not in the interaction, but is it exists within you, and therefore it comes out. There are very subtle reasons why the speech comes out the way it does. There are subtle inflections in in it, there are subtle underlying intentions behind it. The speech carries this kashayi vani, which is a kashayi filled vani, anger free, greed, deceit, pride laden vani, manipulative, less deceitful nature laden speech. And so there, recognize it, extricate yourself from it, and then make the one who uttered that speech do pratikraman. Let us do the vidhi for it. Oh Dada Bhagwan. Oh Lord Simandar Swami. With the exact applied awareness of the S capital self, whatever has happened in worldly interactions in speech, whoever has been hurt from the beginning to this strong time, so in all those mistakes, let me see them as they are and grant me the energy to see them as they happened. And if I can go deeper into it, let me see the underlying causes behind such speech. What are the kashayas underlying this? What is the hunger within? And let me, and who is the nimit behind it? And who is the nimit that makes me see, utter these words? Let me see such a person in Samayik. I surrender the mind, speech and body, all illusions related to this name, bhav karma, charge karma, dravya karma, subtle discharge karma, no karma, gross discharge karma. Oh Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them to unto your divine feet. I surrender them all. I am pure soul who Jai Sat Chit Anand. Now go deep into this Samayik and do an excellent Samayik, and recognize the ego behind these words, and this is a beautiful occasion for you to do things. Please do an excellent Samayik. Take full opportunity of this. Jai Sat Chit Anand. Jai Sat Chit Anand.